Watch, Levin tears into diabolical Democratic Party. BLM, Antifa the militia wing enforcing autocracy. By Trent Baker on August 8, 2021. Mark Levin, host of Fox News Channel's Life, Liberty and Levin on Sunday delivered a monologue going after the diabolical Democratic Party. Levin, a nationally syndicated radio host Mark Levin and author of American Marxism, argued the Democratic Party hates capitalism and American sovereignty. He added the party has been empowered to become an autocracy with members of Black Lives Matter and Antifa serving as the thugs who burn down and destroy cities in the name of justice. Partial transcript as follows. Does it trouble you that our government at all levels is now in our bedrooms? They're in our cars, they're in our religious institutions, they're in our schools, and they always have excuses for all of this? It could be health, it could be for the good of the community, whatever it is. Whatever happened to individual liberty? Who even talks about individual liberty anymore? Who even talks about the Declaration of Unalienable Rights? What kind of a country are we turning into? Ladies and gentlemen, we are surrounded by soft tyranny, and it is increasingly more aggressive. You see the demands when it comes to vaccines. You see bureaucrats shutting down businesses. You see bureaucrats at the CDC telling landlords they cannot collect rent as they go broke. You see a president of the United States defying a Supreme Court ruling that says those bureaucrats do not have that authority. You see a president of the United States opening our orders wide to individuals, many of whom have the virus, are criminals, are MS-13 and you name it, and he could care less that he is doing this purposely. You see Democrats and Republicans in Congress getting together on an infrastructure bill, 2,700 pages, $1.2 trillion. You have people on television, so-called Republicans, promoting if who have no idea what is in it. And all the social manipulation and social engineering that they attach to these spending bills, that's not a representative republic. That's not a constitutional republic. That's not a federal public. You know what that is? It's what Thomas Jefferson called it, that's tyranny by legislature. We have tyranny by legislature, we have tyranny by bureaucracy and we have tyranny by executive branch. They don't want to know what we think. They don't ask for our input. You can't even get into that Capitol building today if you want to. We have a House of Representatives where the Speaker of the House rules like she's some kind of a fascist. And she has proxy voting so members don't have to show up. They don't even have to show up. Now, why does she do that? So she has their votes in the back of their pocket. Well, that House of Representatives is elected every 2 years because of supposed to be the closest to the people. Does it feel like the closest to the people you? The borders are wide open, crime is going through the roof. We have this radical agenda, colleges and universities are out of control. Public schools are now brainwashing our children to hate faith, to hate our country, to hate our founding. The corporatists who don't believe in capitalism anymore are turning their corporations into surrogates for big centralized government. We have Black Lives Matter and Antifa. I look at these as the militia wing now of the Democrat Party. What am I talking about? In these autocratic regimes, Biden likes to talk about autocracy. It's too bad he doesn't understand he's an autocrat. In these autocratic regimes, in these Marxist and fascist regimes, what do they have? They have their thugs, and all through last summer, their thugs were burning cities, attacking cops, assaulting people, killing people, and the media supported it. The media celebrated it. Their candidate for president could barely utter words that it was a bad idea. Their vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, she was helping support a movement to get these people off. Now, this isn't a constitutional republic when this sort of thing is happening. What is happening is we're empowering the Democrat Party. We're empowering this one force, and this is what they do in autocratic regimes. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at MagnifyTrent.